listen-only mode.
Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome as we prepare for Shabbos Hashbekev. I'd like to share with you a few thoughts today. The first one is one which is connected to Nach, and of course it gives me a special interest. I'll start with the connection to Nach, and then work our way through the Parsha as well. The Gemara says in the Shabbos Gila that Kol HaShiras Kulam Nechtavais Ariach Agavi Levena, that all of the Shiras in Tanakh are written like the Shiras Hayam, are written as bricks and alternating blocks of words, except the Shiras Du, the Shira of the Bnei Haman, and the Shira of the Kings of Canaan, which is in Yeshua at the end of Perikin days, which is written Levena, Agabe Levena, which is two piles of bricks, piles of names, as if to say that these people should never be rebuilt. Once on Purim, someone asked the Vilna Gaon why the Gemara says Shalai Tehei Tekuma Lematalasan. There should be no time that they stand up again. It should say Shalai Haista Tekuma Lematalasan. Then the Haman died and they never came back. The kings of Canaan died and never came back. Shalai Tehei is the future. And the Gemara, in his usual style, answered rather cryptically. Rav Avraham Dantzig, the author of the Chayyadam, was sitting at the Purim Suda, and he asked the Gemara to explain. And the Gemara pointed to a Ramban in the Parsha, and with that, the Chayyadam said he understood. What he understood, and I'll get to the Parsha in a moment, was that we're talking not about the kings of Canaan or Haman's children themselves, but about the Sar Shel Uma, about the heavenly angel that is the master of each nation. And he said that even though the Bnei Haman died and the Malchei Canaan were killed, their Sar, their angel of the nation, the influence of the nation still exists. We know the influence of Amalek still exists. And therefore, the hint of the structure in Tanakh, Shalai Tehei Tekuma Lematalasan, is a prayer that they should never again have great power, even though they still exist. This is a vart on Gilas Esther, on Sefer Yeshua. Where does it come to have a connection to the Parsha? Listen to this. In this week's Parsha, Perikid Aleph Pasuk Dalet, Moshe Rabbeinu recalls Asha Osva Lechel Mitzrayim, that which God did to the army of Egypt, the horses, and to their riders, as she hits it, says, and who were drowned in the Yamstuf, and Hashem destroyed them ad hayayim hazeh, until this day. And the Rabban asks, everybody who's dead is dead to this day. What is the Pasuk saying, Hashem destroyed the Egyptians ad hayayim hazeh, until this day? And the Gemara answered that the Pshat is, "Bestusad ulibichbay, Hashem destroyed the Egyptian army and the rider." The rider is a reference to the Sar Shel Mitzrayim, to that angel in heaven that is the influence of ancient Egypt. And here the Pasuk is saying that they were destroyed ad hayayim hazeh. The influence of Mitzrayim is gone forever. Whatever Nitzaytes HaKedusha that existed in that nation is gone. Is gone forever. Rav Shur used to say, in the name of one of the Admirei Gur, on a Gemara in Brachas Daf Tes, I think that's tomorrow, or this tomorrow's Daf Tzaini, says the Yenatzel Es Mitzrayim. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Asam Kimitzuda Shein Beidogim. It was emptied out totally. Pashat, they emptied it of its wealth. Rav Shur would say, they were emptied of the Nitzaytes HaKedusha. The star of Mitzrayim was gone forever. And that is referenced by Sustav Zerichbay. And that is the Pshat Ad Hayayim Hazeh. And the Gemara said that that's not the way it was with Amalek or the kings of Canaan. Their influence still exists. And that's why we need a prayer, Shalai Tehei Tekuma Lematalasan. This is the beautiful part of the Gemara. We know that the Ramban, in his words, hides Sistrei Torah. He writes things simply in the hide, secrets of Torah. He invites you to look up this Ramban in the week's parasha, Perikid Aleph, Pasuk Dalet. He asks, why does it say, Ad Hayayim Hazeh, till this day? And he answers what sounds very simply. He says, the horses and the riders, the army was destroyed, and the Egyptians don't have another strong army until today. If you read the word simply, it just means they never had a strong army again. Well, some nations are destroyed, and then, boom, come back with a strong army. They did. The Gra gives us the insight. The Hester, the secret of what the Rambam is writing, means that the Sar Shomaiwa, the influence of Mitzrayim, is gone forever. A beautiful thought, an insight, a lesson of the Shad of the Pasuk, a lesson that's Megeya Zanach as well. Let's move on to a Musav art connected to the Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu, in recounting what took place, says, Va'eshev Bahar, I sat on the mountain on Har Sinai. Now, the Gemara says, Ein Yeshiva Elalash Akava. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I stayed on the mountain. Now, really, we already know Moshe Rabbeinu was there for 40 days. So the question is, what is it teaching us in addition where Moshe says, Va'eshev Bahar? So Moshe, the Darash Moshe, says a beautiful thought. He says it's very important that when a person sits and learns, that his other responsibilities are not on his mind. When a person sits and learns, what Moshe says, he should learn as if there's nothing else, as if there's no other distractions, since he has no place else to go. He may know that he has to go someplace in an hour, but until the hour is up, he should be sitting as if he has no other thought on his mind. That's the key to atzlocha in learning, and any person who struggles to sit and learn and not be distracted knows that that is the major disayon, the major test of being able to learn properly. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Va'eshev Bahar. I was only there for 40 days. But Va'eshev Ein Yeshiva Elalosh Nakava. I wasn't there as if I'm a temporary resident. I said, learned the evil, there is no distraction in the world. What I'm doing now is all that exists. And Ramesh says the key to being able to learn brief periods of time. With Atzlacha, you have 10 minutes, you pull out a sefer. The key is, after those 10 minutes, you're thinking of nothing else. That's your focus. When a person can do that, then he has Atzlacha in his learning. Not only in his learning, but a person does a mitzvah. A gabbai tzedakah is collecting for a tzedakah shiel, that's the tzedakah he's collecting for. So he's legitimate. Is the most important cause in the world. Maybe more important to Zuckers. When you're working for a cause, you feel that the cause that you're doing is the cause that counts. In next week's Parsha, Parsha Re'ei, in the Skiva Shalom, in the beginning of the Parsha, on page Ayin Zayin, writes that they once asked an Adam Gadol, Shalai, Shalu Pramacha, Ma'u Adover Achosh B'yaisa Shatarat La'asais. What is the most important thing we need to do in our Avodas Hashem? And this other God will respond to that what you're doing now, if you're davening now, if you're learning now, if you're doing chesed now, you're performing a mitzvah. What you need to do now is the most important thing in the world. That's the attitude a person should have when he's oisik in a mitzvah and davening and learning. There's nothing else that's more important. The truth is, it is that way. Even if a person comes upon a mitzvah d'rabbanan, at the time he's doing the mitzvah, it's more important than his learning. Now, the Torah can make it kulam, but not this moment. When you set out to do something, there should be nothing more important in the world. It should be the focus on an important lesson. My third and final verse of the day is one of the favorite vatluch of the Chassam Sefer. The insight, I do not remember where it is printed. It's not in the Torah's Mishnah. In the Parsha, it says, Eretz Tzita Ustaira. It describes Eretz Yisrael as the land of Tzita Saira, the seven beautiful pairs of the land. Tzita Saira, Geth and Rimein, Te'ena, Eretz Eshevin Udvash. afterwards it says, Eretz Hashava Na'a Barzel, a land whose stones are iron. It's hard to see the pshat. Agav Rav Schwab has an interesting pshat. He says there are many minerals in the earth so that the fruits are full of healthy minerals. Some Spicer, though, says, Eretz Hashava Na'a Barzel, the Gemara says in Tainus Daf Dalit, Eretz Hashem Boineha Barzel, Artikli Avaneha, Ela Boineha. The Talmid HaChachamim in Eretz Yisrael are like iron. Kol Talmid HaChachamim She'enei Kosh the Barzel, Enei Talmid HaChachamim. The Talmid HaChachamim has to be tough. Tough as metal. Tough as iron. And that some sense says that the Gemara is referring specifically to Eretz Yisrael. In Chutzpah Eretz, we find Chazal that talk about the Nichusa, the calmness of Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. Gedolim rather in Chutzpah Eretz. Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael have to have the toughness, the strength, we see it today, the strength of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael to demand from Bnei Yisrael the best of people has to do. There's a depth of thought to that. The depth of thought is that real Kedusha is in Eretz Yisrael. Because I'll say there's no Nevuah that can begin in Chutzpah Eretz. There's no melech of the Yisrael in Chutzpah Eretz. Of course, there can be no Kohen Gadol in Chutzpah Eretz. Even a Nazir, a Pidin, is supposed to move to Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha is centralized in Eretz Yisrael. A Jew in Chutzpah Eretz has to adapt. Living in Chutzpah Eretz is built on Pshareis. Like an astronaut who goes to the moon. An astronaut in outer space makes a lot of Pshareis for his physical comfort. He doesn't have the showers, the food, or the bed. When he goes out dressed in layer upon layer of clothing and equipment. Astronauts can go out without a hat on. Imagine that. When somebody is out of his natural environment, a lot of adaptations have to be made to survive. And Klal Yisrael with Florence, he made a lot of pshareis in our funkeit. It's an important thing to realize now that Hashem has blessed us with the issues in Eretz Yisrael, to realize that we can do better in Chutzpah Eretz. Eretz Hashavah Ne'al Barzal, Kol Talmid Chacham She'enei Kosh Barzal, Enei Talmid Chacham. The real way is the way of Eretz Yisrael, the way of doing things properly. I was in Yerushalayim. There are four Eruvim around Yerushalayim. The Rabbanut has an Eretz, the Vedat has an Eretz, the Aguda has an Eretz, and then of course there's an Eretz for people who are don't hold of any of those three. So there are three Eruvim, and still people ask you, do you carry? Don't you carry? In Brooklyn, there's Kulman Erev. There's an Erev which may or may not be good. Yerushalayim is a Shaila V'Drabanan. Chutzpah Eretz is a Shaila V'Deraisa. Chutzpah Eretz, people do carry. And it's a place of being great to call us, of excellence in Avodas Hashem. Because for us, we Olivia have to realize, we fool ourselves. We could do better. We could do more. We can emulate Eretz Yisrael. Many of you were learning in Eretz Yisrael on a higher level. You can kind of that back. You can get pieces of that. You can strive for it. You can move to it, towards it. What's for us is adapting, making compromises. You can do better. Eretz Hashem Na'a Barzal, the influence of Eretz Yisrael that we do should be tough like iron. To have that nida of Eretz Hashem Na'a Barzal, a land whose strength is Barzal. We end with a kasha that I heard from Rabbi Yosh when he gave Shira Mustafa the Shabbos 6 summers ago. I don't remember if I spoke it out in a previous year on Parashat Tzeiket. You may find it by looking back. He said, it's Eretz, but I'll leave you just with the kasha. Give you something to discuss. In the parasha, it says Eretz, Pito, Stoila, Gethen, Remind, the Te'ena, Eretz, Eshem, and Utvash. The Gemara in Brachis, which she was learning at the time, I believe the Gemara in the 7th Parak, approximately that's not involved with some. The Gemara says that that's the order in which we make a bracha. If you're about to make a Bar Priya 8, and you have in front of you, let us say, some grapes and some pomegranates, which one comes first? You look at the first. There's Kito, Sayra, Kesar, Jerimain, and Taina. Grape is for pomegranate. So you make the bracha on the Kesar. That's what the Gemara says. Is this a drasha or an asmachta? Rabbi Yashu pointed out, out that I'm involved in Bayes, it says it's a drush. Because the Gemara says that this drush is the loyti idach tanya. It argues with a different brisa, which ushers the person differently. If it's an asmachta, it wouldn't be arguing. So therefore, it must be a din d'oraisa. The order of the peiros, making the bracha on the earliest peiros, that's mentioned in the pasuk, is a din d'oraisa. Correct, Rabbi Yashiv. But a bracha rishayna is only a drabbanan. How could it be that there's a din d'oraisa on the order of the brachas, if the entire idea of a bracha is only a drabbanan, a gavam and a kasha? He had a very unique parrot, and they recently printed his Aris Amishnachas Brachas. If I remember, I will mention it to you next week. But in the meantime, it's an excellent point of discussion. Now with that, I wish you all a wonderful remainder of the summer. The place of Chodesh Av is a time of Nechama. Let us all find Nechama in the Golos by strengthening ourselves in our Avodas Hashem. A good Shabbos to all.